Revolution Treaty in 1868. The United States government has released the Navajo people from their Fort Summers camp. The time during the treaty, the Navajo leader and the government made a deal between each other, which they will behave themselves when they get back to their home country land. That was a agreement between the government and the Navajo people. And at the same time, there was a treaty made by the government of the United States as says that we must send our children to school. And some of your older people might learn how to have a very good behavior. This was the only reason why we are sent back to our homeland. And since then, the United States government has had a plan to rule us, and we was been ward of the government for all this time. The government has set up school for us to learn more about white people's way. There are different places where there were schools been set up. The first school that was ever being made was at Fortified, Arizona. The second school was at St. Michael's, and then Tohatchee, New Mexico. And then it went on further out towards Granada. And there was another one has been set up at Crown Point, New Mexico in the year of 1908. These set up school was a very good idea for us, which we happened to learn quite a bit about the Navajo, about the white man's way. Most of us has learned quite a few things which it was very best for us. And in a way of better way of living. Along these years, there were some very good leaders that has been made at Fort Summers. There was a man named by Parasito. He was one of the headest Navajo leaders in these days. Parasito and some other officer made agreement between the government and the United States and the Indians. The agreement mostly came up as they have to work with the government tribe, work with the government people. So that was why we were sent back from Fort Summer to the Navajo Reservation. There has been quite a number of Navajo people that didn't went to Fort Summers because They were hiding out more than the one that were took to Fort Somers. But since then, the one that never did went. They set up places where they want to go. That's the way the government school was set up. It was a very good thing that the government has done for the people, Navajo Nation. Not only the Navajo, he have done good to other different Indians, as which some of them might know that they might be a Mexican girl or a white girl, because there was what they call mixed tribe in these days. Some of our white people has said that they were never had that before, because Indian people as superstitious about different kinds of ceremony that connects with their life. There are a lot of things to talk about and to tell about, but still, I will tell you just a little what I know for truth. During this time, there was a man named by Chi Dodge. He is a half-breed. Chi Dodge was known that known as one of our greatest leaders in these days. There are leaders at the time that people had came back from Fort Somers. They were different places that were named to their names. This is a very true story about people. There is a little station down the line going from west, from Gallup towards the west. There's a little place, a little village called Manlito. This is where Manlito has been located for many years. Since they came back, Navajo people has done pretty good through life, which they had to learn how to raise stock, how to work on different kinds of things. So I think the Navajo people had learned a lesson from Fort Somers, which it was the right thing to do. Today, the Navajo people is one of our largest tribes in the United States. They are still being, some of them are still uneducated. So that's the reason I'm saying that most of our younger generation has went to school. I have remember most of the things that have happened during the time after Fort Somers time. All people were sent back Some of them were very badly uneducated, don't know what to say. The uneducated people means, it looks to me that it means that there are the people that are having a hard time today. People that don't know how to talk English. Because today, people need English. So they could work among the white people. Like in the early days, when the Navajo people were sent back from Fort Sumter, they were told that they should send their children to school and educate them. So that was an agreement between the government and the Navajo. For many years they have been, about 4 or 5 years at Fort Sumter. And they have learned their lesson, which was right. The time when they were sent to Fort Sumter, they had to stay at Fort Sumter to learn. For 4 years, they have picked up some sense, which was right to do. Back in the earliest days was the reason why they were sent to Fort Sumter. At Fort Sumter, the white people has taught them a good behavior. The reason why they were sent to Fort Sumter was that they got kind of wicked people trying to fight other tribes and trying to take away most things what they got. So finally, I think the government had a reason why that they should be sent to Fort Sumter to be treated and taught to behave themselves. So the government sent some army out into the Navajo country, and then they were gathered up. Here they have settled down for good now. So for many years, the Navajo was trying to do the wrong thing, and then mostly all different tribes was against them. If they lived it in peace, I don't think that would happen.